Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I wanted to continue on the Chiefs end before we get to Cowboys Eagle, and that is we've all given our kind of perspectives on how we think the game could go and how we think the division could go, but what's your final submission for the record in 2025? I know when the schedule came out, we did it real quick. Everybody kind of, all right, win, loss,
yeah,
win.
If you made me like with a pen, quickly do it.
But text line as well. Put it down on paper.
You now know the Rashee Rice suspension, too. Last time we were
guessing. We do now know he's out for the first six. What is your prediction for the Chiefs 2025 record? I also want the seed prediction. We kind of did that yesterday, I guess, a little bit.
A little bit. I did say they're going to be the number two seed in my mind.
Okay, so I have them at 13-4. I thought about 14 when the schedule came out, but now I know it's a six-gamer for Rashee Rice, and it's a very difficult six-game stretch. 13-4, to me, that is more than enough to win the AFC West, because I don't believe any other team in the West is capable of getting to 13 wins. I just don't. So 13, to me, guarantees that you don't even need a tiebreaker or anything. And to me, that's a two seed. It puts you in play to push the Bills for the one, but I think the Bills potentially get the tiebreaker with a win, because they usually beat the Chiefs in the regular season, or the Bills are just in such an easy division that they get to 14 wins themselves. So Chiefs 13-4 this year. Including a win tonight against the Chargers.
I will say it is not an easy schedule. It lightens up, I think, by their standards pretty significantly after the bye week, where they at least get the Colts, the Cowboys. We'll see where they're at by then. They were pretty good last night. The Texans, who are kind of like a medium level NFL team, Titans, and so on. I thought really hard about it. I almost went to 12-5 knowing the 6-game suspension, because I think Rashee Rice is going to cost you one game. I think it'll be like, they don't have any wide receivers. I just think if you knew over a 6-game stretch, if I said, all right, 6 games, they have Rashee Rice, I might say 5-1. I might say 4-2. But whatever the other version is, it is one less win without Rashee Rice in my mind. So I ended up at 13-4 as well. That's over their win total. And I do still firmly believe, and the reason why I went the win total so high, I think it'd be easy to say 11 or 12 if you were outside of Kansas City, is I think the roster is better. On aggregate and as a whole, I think the offense is in a better... I think that the roster is better than last year's roster. Last year's roster won 15 games with an also very difficult schedule. Yeah, I think they'll lose some,
15 again.
But I think they'll... And look, it could go higher than that if they beat LA tonight and then take care of Philadelphia at home the next week. Then I'm going to be really thinking the win total might jump up there. But I got them at 13-4 as well. Winning the AFC West, finishing as the number two seed. I think it'll be a tie break is the problem.
You and I are the
same. Maybe losing to the Bills in the regular season. They're both 13-4, and they get the number one seed.
Okay.
I'm going to say 12-5. They're the two seed. Significantly better team, but you know, to your point, Cody, the schedule is... It feels like they're just going to drop some games just because they were so good in one-score games. That luck didn't go the same way for other teams that have had it in years past to the following year. So I think that's kind of a similar storyline. I do think it's interesting. I think the Chiefs fans are going to be freaking out a little bit.
Look at this smirk and smile. Look at that. I mean, you should have seen. You guys should have seen.
So happy.
Just all of a sudden, he couldn't even get the words out of his mouth. He started laughing and smirking. Go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
I think y'all will be freaking out. They'll be 3-3 after six games. They'll be 5-5 after 10 games. And
whoa,
then they'll go on a hot streak, and they will win
the final seven,
and they will be the hottest team entering the postseason.
So he thinks the final seven, they'll beat the Raiders, Broncos, Titans, Chargers. I mean, that looks like four games.
5-5.
Texans, Cowboys, and Colts.
The Chiefs will be the hottest team in the league going into the playoffs this season, I think.
5-5.
They will
five,
be the hottest
though.
Team.
So what were the I'm just curious. What are the 5 wins and 5 losses in the first 10?
Oh, let me pull up the schedule real quick.
5-5.
So Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Baltimore. I'm going to guess that you have them losing to probably Eagles and Baltimore out of those
yes,
5.
So they win tonight. They lose against the Eagles. They beat the Giants. They lose to the Ravens. They beat the Jags. They lose to the Lions. Beat the Raiders. Lose to the Commanders.
So you have them losing to any good team. Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, there's been some teams in the league that have been that way.
Okay.
Including the Chargers.
All right. And then they get hot. And they're the hottest team entering the playoffs. Other people, hang on. Other people are saying 11-6. They think they're hitting the under, which I think is crazy.
Can I point out, this is
yes,
the thing.
I agree.
This is the thing that I do think people miss a lot, and they're missing this on the Chiefs, too.
Can I make another side bet with you, Drew, that they don't go 5-5? I really want to make this bet.
No.
Well, okay. All right. I tried.
You made an effort.
I'm not doing that.
The Chiefs have played a difficult schedule, a first place schedule against a lot of great teams every year, and they win no matter what. The team they play tonight, the Chargers, I actually pointed this out to Gold yesterday, and the Bengals, whose defense stunk against backup quarterbacks last year. Can I tell you who the Chargers beat last year? You want to talk about a team that's more ripe for regression based on schedule? It's them. Their wins last year, the Chargers, they were an 11-win team. You're like, well, that's a good football team. Here's who they beat. The Raiders and the Panthers, two stinky teams. They beat the Broncos twice. I'll give them credit there. That was a good football team. Saints, Browns, Titans, Cincinnati, who was not a very good Cincinnati team, especially during the time they beat him, Atlanta, and the Patriots. Is there a weaker win grouping out of an NFL team than what the Chargers did last year? Like, that 11 wins, I'm just saying, could be falsified defensively just based on the idea of who they face. But no, I don't think they're going 5-5 to start this.
I think Mac thinks they only, if I remember right, on Monday, Mac and I talked about this a little bit, Mac thinks they only win like 7 or 8 games. Like, the Chargers.
Yeah. I was like, Chiefs?
I was like, going to say, yeah.
He's going to want to admit that.
If you look at their roster, the roster's not good. Like, defensively, their best player
the third best team in the division.
Their best player is an aging Derwin James, probably, is their best player on defense.
I think the Chargers are worse than the Broncos. We've been saying that for a month or so. I think the Broncos are clearly the second best team in this division. So, I don't know if the Chargers are winning 7. I think they're probably like a 9-win team. 7 would, to me, mean Justin Herbert misses a game or two due to an injury, which is obviously possible as well. But okay, so we're on the record now. Cody, you and I are both 13-4.
They do win the division.
AFC West champs, 2-seed. Drew, you have them 12-5, winning the division, but you...
2-seed as well.
A 2-seed as well, after starting 5-5. Interesting. I like it. I mean, I don't like it, but I appreciate you throwing that out there. The bet stands until 2 o'clock.
I'm not betting that the Chiefs are 5-5.
But you picked them. You said you felt pretty good that they're going to start 5-5.
I did not say I felt pretty good. I said this is what I have them going.
Okay.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.